AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Judith Runnon and her 17-year-old daughter, Natalie, are the American hostages identified as being released by Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the two are safely out of Gaza.
I can't speak publicly about the details of these efforts. I know you understand that. But the urgent work to free every single American, to free all other hostages, continues, as does our work to secure the safe passage out of Gaza for the Americans who are trapped there.
In a statement, President Biden said our fellow citizens have endured a terrible ordeal these past 14 days and is overjoyed that they will soon be reunited with their families. The next step is unclear for Republicans after Jim Jordan was booted from consideration to be House Speaker.
Don Bacon says they now have a clean slate and can find someone else.
I could think of six on the top of my head that would be great candidates.
Though Dusty Johnson doesn't want to speculate on names.
I want to make sure that we've got somebody who I think is mission-driven, somebody who wants to do something rather than somebody who wants to be something.
Johnson says it'll take time to find that person. St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri isn't sure one exists.
It is just really difficult to see anybody who would be able to bring all of these different factions of the party together.
As the GOP dysfunction continues,
there is only one way out.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says that's a bipartisan agreement to reopen the House.
We want a partnership.
Galdieri doesn't think that possibility exists either.
We're probably in the realm of, you know, sort of West Wing fan fiction.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump was fined $5,000 over his disparaging social media post about a key court staffer in his New York civil fraud trial. Stocks finished lower. This is AP News. Britain's opposition party won two key local elections.
Cheers resounded in Bedfordshire as the opposition Labour Party celebrated winning a Conservative Party stronghold. Labour Party leader Keir Starmer said this was an important moment for the main opposition party.
He has not only won here, he's made history here.
In Tamworth and central England, voters also switched to Labour in almost unprecedented numbers. The results solidify Labour's status as frontrunner ahead of a national election next year. Karen Chamas, London.
Documents show the office of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro settled a former employee's claim she was sexually harassed by a senior aide earlier this year by agreeing to pay her and her lawyers $295,000. Mike Verib served as Shapiro's Secretary of Legislative Affairs until his resignation last month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,